Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique. On, I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. And then, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly.
Yeah. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for March the 3rd, 2021. Wayne Benitez joined by co-host Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, wrestling fans. Whoa.
Yes.
So, thank you. New world champion in, on Monday Night Raw.
Yep, the second black heavyweight champion. Oh, that was he's a legit badass. He's an MMA fighter, Bellator.
An Army champion. He was a military man, and he was a United States Army wrestling champion. Yeah, his record's pretty good in Bellator. Out of, 15 fights, he lost three, 12-3. He had a pretty decent record.
Yep, and also a black TNA world champion two times.
That's right.
TNA.
And, you know, Neil, the Ring of Honor, you still got Jay Lethal. Still tag team champions. Well, Grisham.
TNA got Moose as their world champion. And the Impact World Champion is Rich Swann, another black athlete, pro wrestler.
From Baltimore.
Yes. And Moose is from Seabrook, Maryland also.
Oh, Maryland, man. Oh, I didn't know Moose was from Maryland. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Come on, Baltimore, son. Come on, Fox 45. Recognize your locals, athletes. Yes, Donald Trump would like to send his congrats to Bobby Lashley. Yes,
yeah.
He's a good man. He's awesome. He's winning, folks.
He's huge.
Four more years, I'll be back. Sleepy Joe's warming up my seat. Yes, Shaquille O'Neal performed well.
I was watching that, yes. I got to be honest with you. I was impressed with Shaq's performance, you know, because he's a natural athlete. He is. He's like Ronda Rousey. They're natural athletes. Ronda Rousey caught on a wrestling quick. Shaq caught on to it quick. Plus, Shaq, like, pretty decent on the mic. But however, however, the match could have been a lot better.
Hey, much better than Bad Bunny.
Oh, definitely, 100% on that. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Because Shaq is a big wrestling fan.
Yeah.
I thought I was watching the Black Andre the Giant tonight on AEW. In which he was a big fan of that. He grew up in that era, a big fan of Andre the Giant and Undertaker as well.
Yeah. You can tell he's in shape still because, you know, to do what he did and go through that, you know, go through that table. Still keeps in shape.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
Hey,
much better than that magic show on Raw with Alexa Bliss and two Randy Ortons. I don't know if I'm watching a bad version of Lucha Underground.
Yeah, Raw could have been better. Yeah, Raw could have been better.
Lashley was the best thing. Lashley and Sheamus and Drew McIntyre match was the best thing.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Yes. Here's
something you don't know. In the ratings, you know, SmackDown and Raw, you know, Raw is like really, you know, it's not at its best. It's doing better than the NBA games. That is true. And better than a lot of other stuff in the ratings. So I'm not sure, you know. I know Vince McMahon signed a big time contract with Fox, you know, Fox Sports. But I think you know, SmackDown's having, you know, I think Fox is happy with SmackDown, I think. Do you know anything about SmackDown?
I mean, I wouldn't say that right there because they promised them 3 million viewers and a bigger number also, and in which they only got there one or two times right there. That was because more people was watching football and they left it on to watch SmackDown during Christmas Day, and it's still they want
three million
right there, and what hurts it, I don't, with this renewal thing right there with NBC Peacock right there taking the network right there, and how that's going to interfere with Fox right there during renewal time in a couple more years.
Yeah, that kind of shocked me, you know, Peacock, you know, buying the network. I've been, you know, with the network since, you know, in the first year. I think, you know, it started about 3 months after it started.
Right.
Within the first year, I've been subscribing to the network.
Well, I just don't get it. They will MSNB. I still say Comcast is still. They got Rachel Maddow on there and on the Peacock. Let's reboot Punky Brewster. Let's reboot Saved by the Bell. Ain't they supposed to be hating Donald Trump that bad? So they get Donald Trump's number one donor, the McMahons, and reward them, even though they still paying Donald Trump's salary for Celebrity Apprentice. And that's what it is right there. They are the new pro wrestling right there. reality and stuff. This these neoliberals right there. Really, I think they should have took the deal with Fox could have gave them some other different thing right there to take away Raw. But you never know with you never know they might Ring of Honor might you never know they might take Fox right there St. Clair Broadcasting right there that's a good fit right there.
Yeah, they're not complaining about what they have. They're not complaining. Ringing out of that is
right. It's up to their higher ups right there. If they want to grow this, they got more money, Sinclair than WWE and AEW. If they wanted to, they can take this wrestling thing far. They can be signing these crazy contracts and create their own network platform on it. And don't forget they on syndication and stuff. They control the destiny right there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right there, also these third parties like they brought us the Poor People's Campaign and starting doing the midterms right there. Definitely the Democrats want to definitely lose the House and Senate. Because they corrupt and fail the people once again.
Without the whole election, I don't have much trust in the election process anymore after the 2020 presidential election. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm sticking.
Right.
It was stolen. No question about that.
Pennsylvania and you, Michigan, those the suspects right there. And Wisconsin. And really, people trying to tears right now and say, hey, the big mouth devil is Trump, but he has hookups with Ted Cruz and stuff. They would have got a $2,000 check right there. Even if the Democrats had the House and Senate right there, he would have brought in Ted Cruz, Holly, and others right there. They would have got it done with it. It would have been bigger. His plan, his stimulus would have been bigger.
Yep, definitely would have been bigger.
Right, and then when I heard from one of the conservative Republican congressmen, said that he wanted everything to be strapped out the bill, and he wanted $10,000 for each individual because of bills they backed up on car payments, rent, mortgage, and gas and electric right there.
Thing about a stimulus bill is not only 20% is about the checks and unemployment and giving money to people. The other 80% has stuff that has nothing to do with the stimulus. It's like all the stuff thrown in there.
What, transportation? What?
Yeah, people need it's just like, come on now. But what do you think? Do you think we need to open up everything? We need to go back.
No, it's too early. Wow. That's the far right, Texas. I guess when that ice storm, I guess they trying to make profits.
Yeah, the ice storm did hurt Texas. I mean, you blame
don't forget George Bush. That's George Bush. likeness. That's George Bush. He would have did the same thing. He would. I'm telling you. You know why Trump said the funny things that Baba needs to run.
Yeah.
Biden is a hypocrite. I told you, he's a war hawk. Illegally bombed Syria and killed 22 lives.
And for no reason for it.
Right.
Trump, when Trump was in office, we didn't have any war.
We didn't have no terrorism.
Right.
And that's a long time since Jimmy Carter. We haven't had that. And because, I work with 45% of conservatives. There are Trump supporters at Amazon. They were saying that right there. And the media put lies on Trump supporters. Most of them not racist. That's a lie.
That's true. It's very true. And particularly since he got a lot of the black and Hispanic vote, more so than others. I think 3% of the Hispanic and 26% of the black
and
vote.
Right. And Boyce Watkins was saying the other day about black conservatives is all about making black communities much better. They follow any politician that's want to make black communities better and stuff, not liberals. Liberals wants to bring in, implement other things that's unnecessary.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. But did you see the interview with Joe Biden? I mean, this is recently. He was talking, and he told me the simple names of people. You know, he was just like stumbling big time. He looked completely confused and lost.
Right. Oh, Right. Oh, wow.
There was another interview. Go ahead.
Oh, with the town hall that time with the telling the 7-year-old and that was next to her mother and said it's all right to go back to school and kids can't get COVID-19, only the adults. And the mother was dumbfounded. She ended up nodding her head to her daughter. See, he really wanted. He's the devil. See, he's trying to force the vaccination on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the use of taking it? They're going to catch COVID again. Someone can catch it again.
Right. I mean, it's like the flu shot. I mean, I took the flu shot once, and I still caught it. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like, and I took, but I, let me start from the beginning. I took the flu shot 3 times. 2 of the times I didn't catch it. 1 of the time I did catch it, and I still got it. So it's like hit or miss.
I noticed that liberals always that support these rich. I don't get it. It's they the same thing. They have the same donors like Mitch McConnell. They playing mind games. It's pro wrestling like Raw versus SmackDown Vince. And, the Koch brothers. Who paved the way for the Koch brothers? Bill Clinton. He brought the rich to the White House for them to be millionaires to billionaires and started the fake news with the Telecommunications Act right there. Because news was another bias in the 80s and 90s. It took to the late 90s for it to become fake news. And I noticed that I get an argument, as me as a progressive, independent progressive that likes socialism, I can have a nice conversation with conservatives. moderates. But when it comes to Democrat liberals, I get into big arguments. It's like they brainwash now. They wait. They dumbfounded.
Oh, yeah. Trying, you know, they get all hype,
right.
It's all by emotion. They don't have any facts, really.
Right.
There's facts that they go by with CNN, and CNN is not 100% truthful.
Right. And I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. People, 40 million people could be losing their homes real soon with no canceled rent or nothing. And Jimmy Dore, you know, his show, he was on Carlson, Tucker Carlson, you know, invited him, you know, Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tucker Carlson, it has creative control in his contract to have anyone he wants on the show. A couple of them on Fox do that. So they'll give them the platform, but MSNBC and CNN, they don't want the true black person on air. They don't want the Farrakhan's of the world. They don't want Boyce Watkins on there. They don't want Dr. Claude Addison and stuff. They,
I mean,
yeah,
you read about Fox. Fox had Tariq Nasheed on the show. Tucker Carlson did one.
Right. Right.
Tommy Lahren had a Black Lives Matter supporter on her show. And someone else did on Fox had a Black Lives supporter. So, yeah, they open to other things. You're right.
Right. It's like they want to have Don Lemon as the, like he has knowledge. No, he's a puppet. He's a puppet. CNN been the worst thing. And those things with Trump was hilarious. Right there, even with DX, don't forget DX destroyed CNN. Don't forget the black community in CNN. They had the riots with the boy Aubrey being killed. They start busting windows in CNN headquarters. Even in Baltimore
mm-hmm.
with the riots, they hate CNN. They were saying fuck CNN, fuck. And once CNN was saying that, they called thugs the new N word right there. And you see the city council and said, you might as well call them ends and stuff.
Yeah.
The only CNN I follow is the hip hop group Capone and Noriega, CNN. That's the real war report. And it's hard for I know it's hard. AEW they can't say no political game because they they is CNN and CNN and something affiliated.
Right.
No one EC3. Yeah, they want to take EC3 material and stuff about when he talking about the narrative and the media and stuff. I think that's one reason he signed with Ring of Honor. And I noticed
that
a lot of people. Go ahead.
I think he's going to be world champion and with Ring of Honor. I can see him as world champion.
Yes. I can see that. I just. They were saying that AEW is hiring too many ex-WWE talent now.
Yes, they do.
Because they
way too many.
They now interest in They interest in Selena Vega also, and I guess Aleister Black gonna be out of his deal WWE soon unless they release him. He's being punished just because of his wife.
Now I have a question.
And I noticed that, right?
Who's going to be Big Show saying that they're going to get another wrestler Hall of Famer from the WWE and AEW? Who do you think it is?
Another Hall of Famer?
Yes. Big Show said tonight on AEW, another Hall of Famer is coming to AEW.
Don't tell me this Hollywood Hogan. Don't forget, he's close to Hollywood Hogan. You remember,
he
really supposed to have been in TNA with Hogan that time in 08, but he ended up re-signing. But if he didn't, if he waited, he could have been with the Bischoff and Hogan group. And I was just joking right there. The NWO take on the Bullet Club at AEW. Wow. They might as well sign Rodman next, AEW.
Yeah. But their ratings are going up, but they're still beating NXT. AEW
is. NXT decided they're going to move to Tuesdays sometime this year with Impact. But the funniest thing about that, AEW, since they work with Impact Wrestling, they can say, let's put some of MJF or someone like that to go on Impact Wrestling to go head to head with NXT. Ooh, that will be – Vince will go furious.
Mm-hmm. Is there a rumor of a power struggle in WWE? There's been rumors around the internet that there's a power struggle.
Who's this?
You know, there's a power struggle in WWE. You hear anything about that? In creative?
I don't believe that, no.
Okay, yeah, there's a rumor going around.
Vince gets the final say. At the end of the day, you know, Vince, nobody, not even nobody else, you know, because even Paul Levesque is, Vince will make him go hell.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to break that marriage up. Ooh, right there, they would say the stock price will go down if, because Triple H is not certified as an owner. He don't have that experience and stuff right there. But Shane McMahon, they were standing on recently on Monday Night Raw that he was taking some type of courses. We could finally see Shane McMahon taking over his father's company. Might be 20 years, might be 30 years.
Might be, but yeah, I always like Shane. Shane knows the wrestling business. I mean, I like his attitude,
yeah,
the way he presents himself. I always like Shane.
Right. And I think Shane is more of a liberal, just like Linda, kind of a liberal. But Linda is, she come out of me of a liberal Republican, basically. That's what it is right there. Because she admit that she was she grew up as a liberal.
So you think Vince McMahon is the main Republican in that family?
Yeah. No, I think Stephanie too. I think so.
Oh, speaking of Stephanie, I was on WWE web YouTube channel. I was watching the Ronda Rousey Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie match at WrestleMania. I mean, that was some good stuff right there.
Oh wow! Yes, it was.
I have to say, I miss going to live events. I really do. I miss going to WrestleManias. I miss going to see Raws, SmackDowns live, be on TV. I miss it. I can't wait till we get over this thing.
But Vince is going to – I think WrestleMania is going to be half-filled in Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium. The fix
right there.
The Tom Brady fix. Wow. Mm-hmm. But you never know. With Santos right there, he might follow what Texas is doing and open everything up. because he has connects with Vince and Trump. So Vince will go money hungry for one day to get a sold out building right there. I'm telling you, it's going to happen right there. A full house for the first time at a WWE event. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Because I really want to go. I'm thinking about going to Dallas. That's one I want to go to.
Wow.
That's going to be freaking huge.
Yeah.
Now, do you trust the Chinese government, Chinese Communist Party? Do you trust them?
Yeah.
Do you trust them?
Yeah.
I personally don't. I mean, because you have, like, CNN and MSNBC, they don't say any bad things about China. You know,
I guess they keep saying Biden has a contract with them.
That wouldn't surprise me. There was a senator, Sewell, was involved with a Chinese spy, from the Chinese Communist Party. And I'm going to be surprised I don't know how many politicians the Chinese Communist Party have in their pocket. I don't know. And there's a little bit of a conspiracy theory, but I don't trust the Chinese Communist Party. They lied to people about the COVID-19, lied to the country, they lied to everybody. So I don't trust them. I don't trust the World Health Organization either.
Wow.
So I don't understand why Biden did that. He went right back, signed with the World Health Organization, went back working with them,
Right. Oh, J.J. Dillon looked great. He still looked good.
Yes, he does. Yes. Yes.
Coming out with Tully Blanchard, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He hasn't aged a bit. And really, I think he's doing very good because he invested so much and had his own business and stuff.
Mhm.
Wow. And look at Owen Anderson's son, Brock Anderson. Look just like him and Ole Anderson.
Oh, I didn't realize that was his son. Go figure.
Yes. In AEW at ringside, yeah. And he's being trained right now. Maybe they can get C.W. Anderson in right there, or an Anderson prospect. They went to ECW right there. Because they're stable right there, because they have connects with David Flair right there.
What is David Flair doing wrestling?
No, he's his career as a Force Ranger last time he was doing it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he will have enough time right now. It's AEW and stuff because, every week, they have a close relationship, the Andersons and the Flairs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I never seen so many signings. Vince signed 50 total talent.
Yes, he did, some from Japan.
I think they gotta have now 300 wrestlers on their roster. They got to. I think it's still a bad move, right? The thing to stop people from going to AEW. But Vince not realizing they got deals with other. Working relationships with New Japan, Impact Wrestling, NWA. It's like vice versa for all these companies. like Impact have a deal with MLW, AEW, New Japan. I think with NWA, you see James Storm, they using them there, and they want the people want something new and stuff, and they still interested in Great Muda promotions. Also, he's at NOAH as a champion. He's still active right there.
Well, I know that, yeah. He was out for a while with an injury when he came back.
Right. And this could be great for wrestling right there. While Vince, you know, of course Vince don't want to do that. He's an egomaniac. And it's crazy, like the UK, you know, that he bought every wrestler from the UK, and I don't get it. Ain't that overspending, and how they going? You can't put everybody out there on TV. Wow.
So how much longer do you think Bobby Lashley's going to have the belt?
You said how long, Lashley?
Yeah.
Hopefully he have it when WrestleMania's over with right there, because why go back to Drew McIntyre right away and stuff, and it doesn't make sense right there. Because he had a losing streak two in a row. Also, he jumped out to Sheamus. The first match of Sheamus, he jumped out. And then, of course, with the Miz and stuff, and, of course, Randy Orton and stuff, but that time took the title from him. And they can't – people into a Lashley right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess up this momentum. And I'm just – still, my prediction is – they got to bring Lesnar back for Mania for Bobby Lashley.
Yes. Yes. People want to see that years. Last year against Lesnar. People want to see that for years.
Right. I want to see the big man. I want to see the, like, Warrior Hogan, Goldberg, or Goldberg Lesnar, or something like that. I just want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking of Brian Cage right there. He, in any era of wrestling, he would have got over right there. He would have been on the level of an Ultimate Warrior in the 80s and 90s right
yeah.
there. And even with Heenan, he would have been loved to manage him.
Speaking of managers, being MVP, what he's doing with the Hurt Business, what he's bringing to wrestling, which was very, you know, with the exception of Paul Heyman, was managers. It's been a short of the managers in wrestling for years now. But him, you know, coming in, you know, being the manager of the Hurt Business, Not only that, getting over people who are not exactly strong on the mic, like Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander, and Bobby Lashley, he's getting them over. He's making them relevant. The man no one expected MVP to do what he did, but he's doing things above and beyond the Call of Duty.
Wow.
I mean, I'm really impressed with MVP, really. Really impressed. And you think, and he's a legit tough guy too. He wrestled around the world. He's been to Japan. You know, he knows what he's doing. I mean, oh my goodness. The Hurt Business, only the Hurt Business, correct me if I'm wrong, they were more like a neutral. They weren't good or bad. But since last year won the championship, they now going to be good guys.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And I bet Ric Flair was watching AEW tonight.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Look at Tully.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a shame that Biden trying to be a Ric Flair. Yep. Of course, he will make up lies that he. Oh yeah, he wrestles Ric Flair at a dark match at the Starrcade in '83, 60 minutes. And Ric Flair called him the dirtiest player of the game.
So, what do you think is going to happen this Sunday at Revolution, the AEW pay-per-view? You think the Bucks going to lose their championships?
No, it's too early right now. In order to keep the momentum, they need to keep them right there.
Well, going back to the WWE, Wayne, I have to admit, I am really excited about Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. I'm really excited, looking forward to it. I really have high hopes for that match. Oh my goodness,
that's good, right? They're both charisma and everything, and
Now I gotta be honest with you, I am more invested into WWE wrestlers than I am of AEW wrestlers, because if you look at what's going on right now, Roman Reigns is a champion on SmackDown. You know, with him and Paul Heyman, it's like they keep me glued to the television. And then
as
you
a
have
heel,
what's going on.
Roman Reigns is better as a heel. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. And then I still like Daniel Bryan, but I think he's going to do a heel turn or something like that, you know. But Bianca Belair, her story, how she busts her butt to get where she is, and her talent, I'm invested in that because I know her story. AEW, they have their backgrounds on wrestlers, their promos. They don't do, you know, they don't, in my opinion, put over people like they can. Well, or how they should be. That's just my opinion.
Right. They're doing a good job with the Acclaim also. They're very good entertaining also.
Yeah,
but
Go ahead.
The tag team division, the heavyweight division, world title, champ title division is... It's good, but the women been slacking.
So you don't think that the tournament they're having with New Japan is not helping the women's division?
You mean from Stardom, but they not signed most of them. That was
okay.
Just the tournament. It's only maybe a couple. And they giving Nyla Rose, you know, she's going to wrestle the one of the Stardom women on there. She kind of reminds me of a hard nose type, like a Aja Khan type, but as a badass. And I think that she got to be a. I think she's gonna be a regular on AEW right there to be the next champion right there, because Nyla Rose, they're not gonna let. It won't make sense for Nyla Rose to go over like that.
Nope.
Because they wouldn't travel all this just to job out to her.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, that's how desperate they are right there. But Impact, Knockouts, they've been doing good. That's a big investment right there. Fire and Flavor right there.
Yeah, tag team champions. They have good chemistry.
On my show, I know them. I know Kiera Hogan. as an 18-year-old kid that's trying to get to the next TNA star. She ended up pursuing that dream, and it's just amazing and stuff. Even with Jazz as a veteran on there and stuff, and use and stuff, and with the they got connections with the ECW alumni right there.
Tony Dreamer, Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
But I gotta admit though, there's stuff going on in Impact. I really can't get into them that much. You know, they lost when they put Tessa Blanchard as a champion. Mm-hmm. That just like turned me off completely. You know,
that was a bad decision. Yeah, I think that I understand that it did help ratings though, but the COVID thing. I think they regretted forever doing it right there. Her last match, she dropped out to Josh Alexander. But they, they're not going to, right.
Go ahead.
I don't think they're not going to never do that again right there. And don't forget, they got the TNA world title back, and it's now official. They got two world champions, and they do it very well though. I give them on top of that.
And you heard that NWA has a pay per view just coming this month. Later on this month, NWA they have a pay per view.
Yeah, they're coming soon. Yes. And also on a side note. Yes, Jim Crockett right now, he's in hospice. Keep him in prayers. He's promoter of the Crockett Promotions, yeah. Except, he's 76 years of age right now, fighting for his life right now. Keep him in prayers.
Wow, we lost Butch Reed about 2.5-3 weeks ago. Don't want to lose another wrestler.
Right.
And then we also lost the question mark.
I was shocked about that. I don't think he was. I think he wasn't even 40 yet. Josephus.
I mean, I couldn't believe that. That was like, boy, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I think he also his gimmick was sort of like the Bruiser Brody also on the indies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been tough during this pandemic and everything, and then also to keep your other health up, it's very tough. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a revolution in this country, a fucking revolution.
I can see that coming. Change is coming. It's going to be, you know, I don't know how change is going to come. It's going to be a revolution. That's for sure. Unless something really changes.
Demonetize the rich.
Now, here's something that happened recently. Before we go. Cancellation culture. Cancel everything. Why do you want to cancel Dr. Seuss? I'm like, come on. Everyone is offended by everything now. There is nothing wrong with Dr. Seuss books.
They're trying to implement that Me Too movement, other stuff. Me Too movement, other stuff. It's like a liberal agenda.
They want to
even with
Dr. Seuss books.
Right. And you know they hate the far left and the far right. And
yeah, that is true.
And they don't care about the black leaders, the corporate Democrats, basically. I guess they're trying to say that they the new leaders of it. They the new voices.
Black leaders don't even care about the black community.
Yeah, and Al Sharpton, the biggest sellout of them all. I'm Reverend Al Sharpton. Just crazy.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for talking about wrestling and everything, Wayne. Thanks for tuning in, fans, and all that. Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff going on in this country, and a lot of stuff is going on in wrestling.
Right.
So we just got to see what's going to happen.
Yes, and we have another guest on for tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. The teenage and independent wrestling talent, Eve Levine, definitely. Tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Love to hear talk to the up-and-coming wrestlers, the wrestlers that's doing their thing. Love to hear from them.
Yeah, this is the number one show.
All right, so till tomorrow night, the fans, we all will see you tomorrow, sir.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can download this up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio. Also, on Facebook at WrestlingIt Factor Radio/It Factor Entertainment Radio. For Wayne Benitez, I'm out.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich, is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you, nigga, Jack Fly.
Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Gonna bother you with this rhyming, man. I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you, nigga, Jack Fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.